The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Money FM 89.3, best of prime time. Mind your business, only on Money FM 89.3.
Mind Your Business on Money FM 89.3 is brought to you by Xero. Xero, it's beautiful business.
This is Primetime on Money FM 89.3. I'm Howie Lim. Now, according to YPO's new Global Pulse survey, the new CEO frontier leading in the post-COVID-19 world, nearly half of those surveyed have a more negative outlook compared to the 1st of March 2020, while more than one-third of respondents report their business outlook is more positive versus March 2020. Both sentiments represent a notable improvement over the last survey. We're speaking to Patrick Grove, who's co-founder and CEO of The Catcher Group. He's a self-proclaimed die-hard internet entrepreneur. He's founded and taken five companies to IPO. Patrick's also a member of the Young Presidents Organization, a global leadership community of more than 28,000 chief executives in over 140 countries. And he's the co-founder of Catcher Group's iFlix, the world's leading subscription video on demand service for emerging markets. Thanks for joining us today, Patrick.
Hey, Howie.
So these are weird times. What are your thoughts on the findings? The new CEO frontier leading in the post-COVID-19 world seems a bit more positive than the one that came out in March.
Yeah, it is a little bit more positive. And you're right. These are incredibly weird times. And what we're finding is that, I guess it's what they're calling the K-shaped recovery, right? Some people are doing a lot better. Like I'm sure your radio listenership is up dramatically. But then some businesses are not doing better, you know? So it really is that kind of situation where some people are like, wow, this is amazing. I hope it stays like this. And then some businesses are like, oh my gosh, it's terrible. I need government help. I need government support. I can't survive. So it is a very odd situation. And I guess, you know, the YPO survey was showing that, you know, this kind of K-shaped recovery is pretty consistent globally. And that just goes to show, right? And I think the survey was showing that something like one-third of respondents were saying, yeah, my revenue is going to be up. But then another one-third was saying, hey, my revenue is going to be down, right? So it just goes to show it's so hard to tell which industries are doing better and doing worse. I mean, there's the obvious ones that, you know, travel and anything targeting tourism is doing worse. But like, to your point, the conductors and, you know, there's always the interesting ones that you didn't think that are actually doing really well, like rubber gloves. Like all of the rubber glove companies in Malaysia are now, you know, their share prices are up 3, 4, 5x in the last 6 months, and they can't even fill their orders because everybody in the world is ordering rubber gloves.
Talk to us about things at Catcher then. You're the CEO of Catcher Group, the co-founder as well. You're also part of iFlix, the world's leading subscription video on demand service for emerging markets. That's got to have increased in demand.
Yeah, so I mean, we're involved either as founders or significant investors in a number of online companies. And what we're finding across the spectrum is, you know, we've got some companies that are involved helping to organize online destination weddings in exotic locations, and right, so that business clearly has been hit because, you know, it's no one is doing a destination wedding right now. But we've got other businesses that are involved in selling, say, supermarket or grocery supplies online, and these kind of businesses are growing tremendously. And then we've got another business that's involved in online learning, and that business is growing phenomenally, and not because of anything that we've done right, just because people have been at home for the last 6 months, and when they run out of things to watch on YouTube or TV, then they start to think, hey, you know what, maybe I should learn something. Maybe I should learn how to be, and maybe I should learn to be a better boss, or maybe I should learn to develop some skills so that I can get that pay increase, or maybe I should learn to be a better parent. And so we're finding in that particular company that sales are going through the roof because people, you know, have more time at home and have more time for reflection. And at the end of the day, you know, everybody wants to be a better version of themselves.
In an ideal situation, that's how businesses should be run. Be diverse, right? So that you don't put all your eggs in one basket. And then when something like this happens, but how have some of your business segments dealt with the downturn? So, for example, the destination wedding arm, what happens to your staff? How do you keep them motivated?
Yeah, so look, it's been tough. And, you know, I wouldn't be the first to say, like, you know, we have had to, unfortunately, lay people off in some of the companies, you know, that the ones that are not doing well. But then the other companies that are doing well that are hiring staff. So it really is this kind of, we are seeing in our own portfolio kind of a mixed bag, right? Some companies are doing tremendously well, and some companies are struggling. And it's so similar to that YPO survey where you know, global business leaders are finding the same. And so I think we're finding more and more that the move to digital is becoming more necessary and more needed every day. And, you know, before the move to digital was like, oh, it's something I'll do one day. Whereas now we're finding that, you know, people, whatever business you're in, you need to prioritize digitizing all aspects of your business. And, you know, whether it's the way you collect money or the way you engage with your customers or the way you do board meetings, it you know, we really are becoming a digital world now. And I think, let's assume a vaccine is found tomorrow. I think a lot of companies are not going back to the way they used to do things. I think they are adopting these new digital practices as part of the new normal.
Those are the kinds of opportunities businesses need to seize, right? Get on it already. Now it's a necessity, no longer nice to have.
Completely, completely. And I think, you know, what I found interesting is that, and we saw this in the YPO survey, something like, you know, 78% of chief executives said that in a post-COVID world, they will still keep the flexible working arrangements for staff, right? So that's 78% of people that are now saying that, hey, you don't have to come to the office every day. You don't have to be there 9 to 6. Hey, I don't need to see you physically all the time in a post-COVID world. So that's a pretty high statistic. So it goes back to the point that we're seeing that people are now, you know, all these practices and new rules that we've embraced during COVID, that, you know, these are here to stay. These are not things that, you know, we're not going to go back to how things were pre-COVID. We're in a new normal.
Patrick Grove, co-founder and CEO of the Catcher Group.
So that must have been strange for you guys over at Catcher, Patrick, because half of it is sort of booming and you have to manage expectations there. And then half of it is not doing so great. So there's this mixed bag you personally must have been feeling.
Look, it has been tough. And I think the first 3 months of COVID were particularly tough because that's when, you know, borders are shut, travel was cut off. So the businesses that are directly at the coalface of dealing with global travel or global hospitality, you know, they were the ones that had to do the cost cutting and had to do the right sizing. And I think now, you know, I don't know what month we're in. It's almost like Groundhog Day. I think we're in like month 7 or month 8 of this COVID world. And I think what I found is, you know, like I was saying, the first 3 months were the tough months and the tough decisions were made. And now, you know, the last 3 or 4 months have been good months, even across all companies, because, well, the companies that are doing better in COVID are now doing better and accelerating and hiring and lowering their cost base. But the companies that had it tough in the first 3 months, at least the ones in our portfolio, you know, we've pivoted. We've now changed the way we do things. We might have a different sized HR structure. You know, we are chasing new opportunities and better ways to grow our business, right? We're not sitting there basically waiting for the business to die. We are evolving and pivoting and reacting, like I said, and assuming that, you know, there will be a new normal. And so, for instance, the destination wedding business has now evolved to also specialize in doing domestic weddings. And so we're finding now in Malaysia and Thailand that there's actually huge pent-up demand in domestic weddings, whereas before we didn't do that. Whereas now we do, and we're now finding great demand in, kind of in the online tools that we built. We've realized, hey, they work just as well for domestic weddings as well.
What do you think of recovery then? I mean, what might hinder recovery, say, for Singapore?
You know, Singapore is an interesting one because Singapore is a very globally plugged in city and relies on globalization. It relies on travel. And so, look, I think it's going to be interesting. But I have no doubt that Singapore will come out of this stronger than ever. I think Singapore has the right mindset, both from a government point of view or public or private sector point of view. And I think Singapore will realize that there is a new normal and we will figure out how we fit into that new normal. So I'm never worried for Singapore because, you know, Singapore has the right mindset and attitude. But look, I think things are definitely going to change. And you're seeing things like, you know, the other day SIA launched, you know, the opportunity to come dine on...
Yeah.
Airplane
on an aircraft,
you know, Correct. And I wanted to do it. And I realized it sold out.
Oh, too slow, mate. You were too slow.
Yeah, like who would have guessed that so many other people wanted to do it as well. So it just shows that Singaporeans and the Singaporean kind of business community have this resilience about them. And I think at the end of the day, that is more important than any other trait.
Advice to other business leaders on how to keep their head up. I mean, it's lonely at the top, but you're human too.
Yeah, I think number one is embrace digital. I think if you're a digital business, then that's fine. You already are. But I think if you are not a digital business, you have to embrace digital. I think this is showing that the world is moving digital faster than you thought. So you have to embrace it. Don't be scared. And number two, you just have to be resilient and you have to have the mindset that, you know what, that there is a new normal, that things are not going back to how they were in January and February, and that things have changed. And you know what? Once you get over that hump, things will change for the better.
Do you dare tell me a paranoid fear you might have? I have one with things going digital. What if one day the electricity goes off?
Yeah, that's a good
question.
Think
about it.
Yeah, that's a good one. You know, I think probably my worst fear is that I'll never be able to travel again and that Singapore will never open their borders and that the virus mutates. And, you know, because like, you know, we're involved in, say, 10 different technology companies who are based all over Southeast Asia. So, you know, I want to go and meet my fellow partners in those businesses. I want to see what they're doing. I want to meet customers. And it's hard to do that from Singapore. I have family in many different countries and I want to see them. And so I think my biggest fear is that the inability to travel fluidly is still 1 or 2 years away. That's probably my biggest fear.
Patrick Grove, co-founder and CEO of the Catcher Group. Thanks so much for joining us today, Patrick.
Thank you so much.
Patrick is also part of YPO, which is the global leadership community of more than 28,000 CEOs. This has been Mind Your Business on Money FM 89.3.
Mind Your Business on Money FM 89.3 was brought to you by Xero. Try Xero free for 30 days at xero.com.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.